We've been talking about heat and how to stay comfortable in the heat, and I'm here with Jim, who is a world-renowned expert on solar power. And we've been talking about your best thing to do is to be a snowbird. Simply move to where it's a better temperature. But Jim, you're a snowbird just like I am, and sometimes you're still stuck in the heat, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I've seen up to 105 degrees this spring.
Yeah, so you know, you're waiting, the desert starts to get hot and the mountains are still too cold, and if you go there, you're gonna be cold, and if you stay here, you're gonna be hot.
I'd rather run an air conditioner during the day than the furnace at night.
Right, so that's why I'm doing this series, because even as snowbirds, sometimes we have to run into some heat. I'm in Oregon, and I'll run into 90, 95 degree days. And boy, you got to know how to beat the heat, even at that temperature, when you're living in a car, a van, or an RV. So I've given you lots of ideas about passive cooling in other videos. In other words, shades and fans and putting moisture around you and different things you can stay cool passively. But active cooling, meaning and air conditioning, just like this, it's too bad that it's totally impossible to run an air conditioner off solar. I mean, but of course it's impossible, isn't it, Jim?
No, I don't believe anybody.
Oh. Okay, you're one of those.
You have to prove it to me, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
All right, I'm in favor of that.
This air conditioner basically takes, I think this one would actually run off of 600 watts and a decent battery bank to handle the surge. I have 750 watts on top of my trailer. It easily runs this one. The full system of 1185 watts runs two of them.
Right. So we're actually, and of course I'm just being a smartass, we're actually here to say to you that you can run an air conditioner off of solar. You got to have a lot of solar, and you just mentioned that 600 would be the absolute bare minimum.
I believe you, 600 during the peak of the day.
But that would still only start it and run it, but you wouldn't be charging anything else.
No, that would be the air conditioner alone. You're not recharging your batteries, you're not running refrigerators and things like that.
Right, and if you're running it during the peak of the day, then you're not, you know, the night before you had run your battery down, so you need to recharge it, and you have
right.
other things you're using.
Right.
So really 600 will run the air conditioner, but not really, it's not practical.
That's right. If I had to run the air conditioner at night on my batteries, I would let the solar recharge the batteries and use a generator during the day.
Right. Now, but what if we say, I've decided I only need 200 watts to run my car, my van, my RV, whatever I'm in, and this takes 600 watts. So if I have 800 watts, I can run this and everything else. Is that true?
That's true.
Yep. Yeah.
And I do, with the 750 watts on my trailer, I run this, I run my hotspots, my computers, my Ingo freezer. Well, the list goes on and on, you know
right,
me.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
When I have my whole system hooked up, even when the air conditioner's running, I'm charging my batteries.
Right. So that's the key thing, is minimum of 600 watts just to turn this thing on and run it, nothing else.
Right.
And 750 to 800 watts to run this and to do your regular things that you do every
day. That's right.
And then to charge your batteries on top of all that, then you're up to 1,000 watts and up.
That's right. You got to compensate for everything you have going, and charging your batteries is a major part of what you have going.
You must recharge your batteries every day.
That's right. And even lithium, they say you don't have to charge them to 100%, but if you don't charge them, what are you going to use the next night?
Right. Right. That's always the thing. See, it's never in isolation. It was what you used the night before.
That's right.
It's what you're going to use tonight.
Right. You have to be prepared for everything, and well, that's why I'm out here.
Yeah, that's why you're out here. We all got to be Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and be prepared.
Yep.
But the bottom line is, and this is the critical thing we want you to see and understand, is it is possible to run an air conditioner off of your AC. Jim does it. I've watched him do it many, many times. Off your solar, I'm sorry. And 600 is the minimum? Not practical, because you'll never be able to run anything else.
That's right.
Really, 800, 750 to 800 to run the battery, the air conditioner, other things, and then 1,000 and up to run the AC, all the other things you want to run, and charge your batteries.
That's right. And really, that's not charging your batteries from running the air conditioner overnight.
Right.
That's just charging your batteries from running, in my instance, the freezer, the hotspots, computers, TV, little microwave, things like that.
You have 1,185 watts total.
That's right.
And with that, you easily can run your AC and everything else all you want, anytime you want.
I do it all the time.
Right.
I do carry a generator for the oh my God moments, but I have to remember once a month to at least start it.
Right. So is the choice of an air conditioner important? Can you just go to the store and buy any one that you see? Tell us about this one and why you chose it.
I chose this one because it's an Energy Star efficient air conditioner. It uses the least amount of watts and the least starting power of any of the 5,000 BTU air conditioners. It costs a little more, but for what the extra that I spent, I have to have less solar. So in the long run, it's cheaper.
Right, right. So what model is this? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It's a Frigidaire 5,000 BTU Energy Star. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
We'll put a link to this on AC in the description.
Right, and it's $178.
Right.
And one that uses 100 watts more is $100. But 100 watts is hard to cover when you're taking it off your solar panels.
And so how much does this one use?
410 watts.
410 watts.
And the starting surge is so low that we can start it with an 800 watt inverter generator.
And that's a key too, because a lot of people, it's cheaper to buy a generator than it is to buy all that solar.
That's right. But most people have problems running a 5,000 BTU air conditioner off of a 1,000 BTU or 1,000 watt generator. And this one will run off of an 800 watt generator with no problems.
Because of the low surge. It's specifically designed for a low surge.
For the low surge, and then it can drop down into eco mode and be even quieter.
Right. And so you've been using this one, one like this, for a long time.
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Actually, I started the project 3 years ago. And the original one of these used 450 watts. I've gone to even lower wattage just to be able to run two of them.
Right. And in fact, you are now running two of these.
I'm running one in the bedroom window and one in the cabinet in my kitchen.
Because you have a, what is it, 25 foot?
I have a 25 foot ultralight, which means it's extremely poorly insulated. And it takes more cooling than a well insulated box would.
And you've been just using one. And how does that work for you?
One, when it gets up near 100, one will keep it down to 85 in there, either position in the trailer. Two of them, I end up shutting down one of them because it starts getting below 70 degrees. And I'm old. I have arthritis. 70 degrees is a little cold for me.
So with two of them, you go down to 70 and you get colder than you want.
That's right.
You have to turn one of them off. At least, because you're going to get too cold.
That's right.
Now, folks, we're not going to we're going to show you a real quick video of installing this, but all the details about everything we're discussing are on Jim's YouTube channel. So he'll talk about his 1,185 watts of solar on his trailer and on his tow vehicle. He'll talk about this. He'll talk about wind generator. What all do you talk about? You talk about everything.
I talk about solar, wind generator, solar cooking, internet devices, how to get internet out here in the boonies, how to use a booster system, directional antennas. I try to teach the essence of what it takes to be out here and make it easier for you to understand. I'm not a highly technical person. I tend to speak in simple terms and teach that way. So that's what I talk about on my channel, and that's the Solar Boondocker. And you can find more information on jimindenver.com, where I design solar for people and make it so they can have these things.
So Solar Boondocker is your YouTube channel.
That's right.
Has everyone got that? Write that down. Solar Boondocker. And Jim will give you the details. See, we're just doing a real quick overview. And we'll do a quick overview of the installation. But all the details will be on his channel.
Yep.
So you say you can run this, for those who aren't going to have enough solar, you can run this off a small generator.
Yep.
Do you have an example here we can see?
I do. This is a Sportsman 800-1000 inverter generator. It it ran $152 on sale from Home Depot. It's as quiet as a Honda 2000. It easily runs this air conditioner on its own. We're going to show you here in a moment. It will run, I've seen it run from 11 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night on a half a gallon of gas, charging batteries. So it's super efficient, super inexpensive, and I've been using it almost 2 years, and I'm tickled with it. Now, if you're going to use this, a generator, 8 hours a day, every day, in perpetuity, or forever, buy the Honda.
Right.
It has a better sleeve in it. It will last longer. If you're going to use it like I do on the occasion, this thing will last so long that I'll never have to replace it. And if I do, it's another $152.
Right.
So buy for your purpose. This is a great low-use generator. I recommend it to people all the time. And I've seen it run day in and day out for weeks at a time, charging up people's batteries for them. I have no complaints. Now, I will say the vents on this generator are on the bottom, so I use this cookie sheet to set it on and protect it. Let me set it down here. Nice thing about this generator is it weighs 19 pounds.
Wow.
Give the bulb a quick squeeze, put it in choke. Let it get running. Yeah, it actually produces very cold air.
Right.
Comes with the remote. And you can hear the generator's in economy mode. It's not being pushed. Which at 410 watts or less, that's the maximum. It really shouldn't push a generator. But it's a low start that makes this so much easier to use.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice cold air off of an 800 watt generator, or he could plug it in and be running it off his solar.
We're going to do that now.
Okay, let's do that now. So you've just seen it run off an 800 watt generator. It's low surge, meaning it's not hard to start. It starts easily. Now we're going to run it off of, he's run an extension cord to the trailer, which is running off of solar.
Solar and batteries, of course.
And batteries. And we'll start it off of solar.
And just as easy to start off of my solar system.
Right. Now, you have 750 watts on the trailer.
Right.
And 435 on the
truck.
Is the truck hooked up to it?
The truck is hooked up to it right now.
So all 1185 are working.
Right. But I ran this for 2 years just off of the 750 and never had a problem with it. This uses somewhere around 30 to 35 amps. And the trailer, 750 watts on the trailer is good for 50 amps. With both of them together, I have no problem. That's 80 amps, and I have no problem running two of them. Plus throwing the batteries a bone.
Right.
I'm very pleased with how it all worked out, and that's why I want to teach you guys how to do the same thing.
All right, yeah. Well, we should mention that while the generator is super, it's cheap, there are disadvantages to running a generator.
Oh yeah, you got to buy gas, you've got to listen to it, have to change the oil. I just don't like, I don't drive hundreds of miles to find the perfect pristine spot only to listen to a generator or make others listen to my generator.
Right. And they get stolen. You know, that's one of the big things about generators. You got to have it outside and people steal them all the time.
Well, until I start telling everybody about this, most people look at it and think it's not red and think it wouldn't be worth stealing. And in all honesty, it's just as effective as the Honda 1000. So maybe I'll have to start chaining it up now.
Right. And the carrying the gas is a pretty big deal. You got to carry gas for these things.
So. It stinks.
It stinks, yeah. Is it possible to run this overnight on your batteries?
My batteries will run this for 10 hours. If I wanted to run it overnight and then run it again the next day, I would have to use the generator to run the air conditioner and use the solar to replace the power from it overnight. But at least I wouldn't be listening to the generator at night.
Right. And hopefully you have enough insulation that you don't have to run it all the time.
Well,
it sounds like you do have to kind of run it all the time.
Well, during the day when it's 100,
right.
But at night, it cools down quite a bit, which means the air conditioner is going to be cycling the compressor. And this one has an energy smart feature that actually shuts the whole thing down like a household air conditioner in between runs. So it's not pulling any power. It'll turn back on when the temperature climbs. But most window air conditioners leave the fan running in between times, and this one will shut down.
Good. So it is possible to run it on batteries, but the next day you have to have enough solar to recharge what you took out and run this,
right.
And that takes a big bank.
Right.
Which at 1,185 watts, you can do that.
I can do it. But know this, I have three giant 8D batteries for 675 amp hours. Running it overnight is not a little deal.
Right. Even for you.
Even for me. Plus, I've got a freezer to keep going and everything else that I forget to turn off. But, you know.
So while you could run these overnight, it really isn't, for most people, practical unless you're running a generator as a supplement.
That's right. Use the generator to replace the bulk of the energy in the morning and then use it to keep the air conditioner going while your solar takes care of the batteries.
Right.
There's always a workaround. You have to take what you have and make it function properly.
Okay, so why don't you run through a list, just off the top of your head, I know you haven't really thought about this, of what they need to buy for their solar system to make this happen.
You're going to need at least 600 watts of solar. I would go 750 to 800 just to be comfortable. You're going to need an MPPT controller so that you get the most out of your panels. You will, of course, need switches and fuse, an inverter that can handle the startup surge of a air conditioner, which I use a trip light industrial inverter. Of course, the air conditioner itself and a backup generator to make sure you always have the power you need.
What do you think all that's going to cost us? Off the top of the head, I know I couldn't say, so we probably can't ask that question.
Well, if you find the panels at a good deal, let's say
$500 for the panels.
$500 for the panels. A nice MPPT controller is another $500. Let's say at least 4-6 volts.
A minimum, and if you're using lead acid, that would be maybe $600.
Yeah, $600 there. The trip light inverter is under $300, but if you want to go real nice and go pure sine wave, it'd be more.
But yours, we know yours works because it runs this.
Oh yeah, and has been for years.
Right. And we'll put a list into that so that you can know which one works. So I think we're at $1,900 there. My assistant says yes. I think we're at $1,900 there.
Right.
And
did you include the 178 for this?
No. Including buying this, then we're at about $1,200.
$100 for fuse, wires, switch. Actually, two switches, two fuses, because you have to have both for the inverter
and the cabling. It takes
and
some
the
pretty
cabling.
Big cabling.
$2,200.
We're about 2,200.
And another $200 for the generator.
And $200 for the generator. So you got to think $2,200 for all the solar or $200 for the generator. But to me, that's more than worth it. Free power for the rest of my life.
Well, I do a lot more than run an air conditioner off of my solar.
You get a freezer.
I have lights. A freezer, electric stovetop. My water heater is electric. I actually do have a 400-watt oil-filled heater that I can run. If it were cold today, I can run that just like I run this. I didn't set up solar just to run an air conditioner. I set up my solar around being able to run an air conditioner.
Right. So we're figuring a couple grand for your solar system, $150, $200 for this, $200 for the generator, and for about $2,400, you're cruising.
Oh yeah, you've got power coming out the yin-yang.
No. Yeah, you got plenty of power and you're ready to go. So there you go, folks. You really can do this, either with the $200 generator or your whole solar setup. And so Jim is the expert to go and get all the details on this. I've not done this yet. I know solar pretty well, but not as well as Jim. So Jim, tell us again how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so you can see me at jimindenver.com, where I do consultation and design for solar. You can see me at my YouTube channel, the Solar Boondocker. And I actually have a video up right now of both my 5,000 BTUs running directly off of the solar system. And I'll be happy to answer questions and assist people as much as I can.
Very, very good. Any final words, Jim?
If you can do a lot on solar, if you have a lot of solar to do it with.
Those are wise words. Those are wise words. I'll say I have 400 watts of solar and I am super happy. I can do everything I want to do. Now you know about active air conditioning. You can actively cool your rig down. We've talked about it. So what do you think is practical to put on the top of a regular van? How much solar can I get on a regular van? Can I get 600 watts?
On a flat top van, there are panels that are up to 200 watts, 28 by 56 inches. And you can fit multiples up there to achieve 600 watts easily, possibly up to 700, 800 watts. You got to watch where you're going to put that max air fan.
Right.
You might want to put that in the back door.
And I have a video on putting one in a back door. Because if you want to fill your roof with solar, you really need to put it in the back door.
Right. And if you can get a hold of them, SunPower makes a 327-watt panel that's just a tad bit bigger than the 250s that are on top of my roof. So you're going to be coming up to 650 watts with just two panels, and those would easily fit on a regular van.
Now let me say, I've hung one of my panels, I'm sure you've seen it in videos, one of my panels actually hangs kind of off of the roof. So you could use a rack, put a rack on, I have a fiberglass, so you're not going to, it's a lot harder to put a rack on a fiberglass.
Right.
If you put a rack on your roof, you can actually hang over a little bit. I think it would be, 750 would not be a problem if you went that route. Overhang a little bit off the back. Run them across, which is not the best, but you can do it, and then run it a little bit over 750 watts. Now, on an extended van, I know a guy who got 900 watts and he had three 300s. I think he had Kyocera 315s, whatever those are, running across three in a row. And he also had, because it was extended, I think it was 15 feet or something, he also had the fantastic fan up there.
Yep.
So if you really want a lot of solar, you really want an extended van.
Right. And you got to watch the contoured high tops.
Yeah, the high tops are the worst. They're just really hard to work with.
Even without the contouring, the top isn't as wide as your van is.
Right. They really curve in.
Right. So you have to work with what you get. And if you start thinking about it beforehand, you can buy everything in a way that makes it possible.
Right.
But you have to, you can't limit yourself by buying something and then working around it.
Right. If you're thinking air conditioning off of solar, you want to be doing that before you buy your van, unless you already have an extended flat top van.
Right.
and then you're set with an extended flat top van. Now, of course, you can always put it out on the ground.
Yep.
Or that would do it.
Or you could augment what you have on your roof with a portable.
Right. 500-600 watts on the roof is not hard at all. And then 200-400 on the ground would more than do it.
Right. And that would be tilted and tracking worth at least twice as much.
Right. It's easy to tilt on the ground.
That's right.
And track. Yes.
Old people like me do not like climbing on the roof and tilting panels.
No. No. Even young pups like me don't like it. So there you have it, folks. You really can realistically run air conditioning off of solar. And if not, for a $200 generator, you can run air conditioning. And we'll have a video later on with Jim of installing it in a window. And I'll show you where he also put it in a cabinet. But go to his channel for the details of all that stuff. So I hope you got something out of this. If you did, like us on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and we'll talk.